Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Ray.
Kevin, wheel her out of here.
I can't. I can't even touch her.
Look at her.
106.5 The End.
If you want to talk to us, we'd love to talk to you. 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Sometimes, of course, you know, if you're stuck at home and you need someone to talk to, we're down.
We do too.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you. So, if you just want to tell us how you're doing, that I think is the most important part. Or if you just want to share something awesome that's happened in your house over the last couple of days, 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. I didn't even know this was possible, but there is now a coronavirus movie on the way.
That was quick.
Very fast. My first question is, how does it end?
I was just going to say that.
We need to know the ending of this movie.
Who's in it?
Well, it's a Canadian movie, and they don't have...
Oh, yeah. They're handling it much better in Canada.
Right. It doesn't say who any of the stars are, but it's a Canadian thriller. It's already finished.
I don't find it thrilling.
It's already being shopped around to streaming services. And they actually just finished it right when a lot of the stay-at-home started to happen. So right, you know, obviously they did all the shooting, knocked it all out, and then in the last couple of weeks we're finishing up the editing. So they're trying to get it out to the streaming services right now.
So it must be about other countries.
It must be. Because it started in China in December.
Right, because they wouldn't have not, like...
Wow, okay.
That's so weird.
All righty.
We'll keep you posted on how you can watch it. I'm sure that's going to be as binge-worthy as Tiger King has been.
I really think it will be.
Can I share some good news?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, there's two. One's real quick. I got to plug John Krasinski, who was Jim on The Office, just took it upon himself to make a show that premiered on YouTube. It's the number one trending video on YouTube. It has 7.5 million views already. It's called SGN, which stands for Some Good News. It's 15 minutes, and Katie and I just watched it. It's
adorable.
Delightful.
It really is.
Completely picked up my spirits. You can watch it. Just text SGN to 73389, and we'll send you a link. This is coronavirus related. I saw a headline that says Bay Area curve stays flattened. And this is really good. This is from John Hopkins University, their research.
Yeah.
And they're looking at cities that, quote unquote, look like they have done it right so far.
Okay.
And San Francisco is the shining example of it. And I'm just going to read this one part of it. It's from this article. It says, as of today, March 30th, which was yesterday, it has been over 14 days since large crowds stopped congregating and the circulation of the virus has been greatly impeded. Since most cases of COVID-19 last around 14 days, if we were going to see a massive surge of infections, the odds are we would have seen them by now in our emergency rooms.
Guys, that's great.
That is awesome, especially as It's hitting LA right now, and it's not looking good for LA.
But especially also because San Francisco has a lot of the same elements that New York has.
Very densely populated. Right. Very densely populated. So it was, and the article explains what we did right, and it was like, We were on the jump with this. We had a mayor and a governor that immediately was like, shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they even said part of this also was not just because of the mayor and the governor, but also because stores and restaurants and places like that, even before they were told to shut down, shut themselves down.
Oh.
And they were talking about just how impressive that was. And that's great news. I was telling Rain about this morning. So there's we've talked about this on the show before, but there is a website. It's ncove2019.live. That's
it. Yeah, yeah.
And it's real time numbers that come in, and it really helps you kind of stay informed as to like where the states are ranked, how many are infected, how many are dying, how many are recovered. And a kid invented this website, which is even more impressive, and it's a really useful tool. Well, there's another website that came out that's very similar to it, and it gives you projections on when states are going to hit their peaks. And you can break it down by state. It's covid19.healthdata.org.
That's great.
And I'll tell you, because you can pull it up by state, I'll pull up California. California, according to this research, says that we are going to hit our peak resource on April 27th.
Okay.
What is peak? What does that mean?
Like when we will need the most beds.
Resources.
The most ventilators.
Okay.
And that's good news. And, I hate saying this just because of like, they are deaths.
Yeah.
But it has a prediction also of like how many people are going to die in California from this.
Yeah.
And it says total COVID-19 deaths projected until August 4th is going to be just a little over 5,000. And I know that sounds scary, but when you compare it to like states like New York.
Well, they're almost already there.
But even Florida, they're projecting Florida is going to be a really bad one. And then you look at our whole population in this state, we're the most populated state.
Yeah.
It's like 5,000 means, as sad as that is, that we're doing a good job.
I know.
So we just got to keep this up, and we got to keep this up for a while.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm worried about is that it's going to begin to pass, and then because we've all been cooped up and unable to do things for so long, as just a world, a nation, we're all just going to like rush out and be like, oh my God, we can finally get out of the house again. And it's going to all pick back up.
So here's another good news story. There's a new trend where people are driving to hospitals at night and flashing their headlights to support healthcare workers. If you are in the healthcare industry, thank you so much.
Oh my God, thank you.
Thank you for everything that you do. Yesterday was National Doctors Day.
Oh.
So thank you to all the doctors and healthcare workers. Governor Newsom yesterday announced that if you are someone that has skills in the medical field, if you just recently retired and you'd like to help out, they could definitely use your help as a nurse or a doctor. You know, if you're driving right now, which, you know, I know a lot of people are not out and about, if you want to just flash your headlights to medical workers, if you want to do that right now, I'm sure that, you know, in the spirit, they would appreciate it. You know, we're doing the best we can. You know, we don't know when the time is going to come where they finally come and tell us the wake up call. All right, hey, you got to start broadcasting from your house now.
Oh, this guy with his jokes.
But we're coming in and we're staying a very minimal amount of time just to at least have a quick conversation with you. So, you know, and kind of keep you informed along with playing some of our funniest reruns to at least put a smile on your face. And of course, as always, you can listen on a smart speaker to 106.5 The End. Shout out to Krispy Kreme, who gave free donuts to healthcare workers on the front lines yesterday. They're going to be doing it every Monday through May 12th. Which is so great. The FDA finally cleared the way for a company in Ohio to disinfect more reusable face masks. They were only allowed to do 10,000 a day, but that's now been increased to 160,000 a day. The FDA finally cleared some red tape to make that happen. There's a restaurant owner in Brooklyn that didn't want all of the food in his fridge to go bad, so he's been cooking like crazy and handing it out to the elderly and to the homeless.
Wow.
There are so many good stories that are happening that I don't think really get the recognition that they deserve, because a lot of the news stories you are seeing are either facts or the sad news.
Right.
But there is a lot of good that's happening behind the scenes. Hopefully in the next day or so, we'll be able to announce some of the stuff that we're working on to give recognition to a lot of people, those essential workers that are doing great work and really helping the community.
And one more final piece of good news. It appears that the authorities in Florida are reopening the cold case into Carol Baskin's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Tiger King.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
Carol, bitch, you better clean out that meat grinder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.